Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to another session of Tiger Talk. A lot of things going on the campus of Northeast Mississippi Community College as we finish up the 2022 spring semester. I know the students are excited about finishing up final exams this week and graduation coming up next week. But as I mentioned, final exams are occurring this week. I do want to mention that all grades by our Northeast faculty should be wrapped up by Friday so that the end of semester processes can start the following week. So we should have everything finished up by Wednesday noon and not starting until Tuesday at noon to give time for the hosted courses from other colleges to have time to post on our MSVCC. Cap and gown pickup has been completed, and any students that did not get their cap and gown for graduation needs to contact the records office as soon as possible to pick those up. And graduation is scheduled, as I mentioned last week, for next Thursday and Friday, which is the 12th and 13th. And then on the 16th, we will have our adult education graduation. So we encourage everyone to please attend those if at all possible. And if you can't, then you can view them live streamed on NEMCC TV. We do have a lot of deadlines coming up and processes that need to be taken care of. Fee payment for summer classes, for example, virtual summer classes, fee payment due is May the 26th. Classes start on May the 31st. Seated June classes, fee payment due by June the 2nd, and classes start June the 6th. Fall classes, fee payment by July the 21st. So you'll hear more about these deadlines coming up as soon as possible. We did have a group that went and presented at the AACC, American Association of Community Colleges, and presented our formula for strategic doing. Had a great group that went to present on those. Craig Ellis Sasser, Michelle Barragona, Greg James went and provided a very detailed strategic doing program for those folks there. Well attended, a lot of questions asked, and we're doing some things here that a lot of people have interest in. I do want to remind everyone, too, that in mobile learning, June 13th and 14th, and also that we have some summer orientation slots are still open during the month of June. We have those orientations scheduled for June the 9th, June the 16th, and June 23rd. I do want to remind everyone, too, there will be people coming around within the next month that will be installing new drinking fountains, and these will be touchless pads that will be placed next to the fountains that will provide filtered water, cold water, and regular temperature water also in all of our buildings. I do want to remind everyone, too, that we just sold all of our Northeast buses since we are now leasing everything and chartering everything for all of our trips. We will look at now into purchasing a smaller bus that we can use for small groups. In the cabinet meeting this morning, I instructed our cabinet to begin the process of attacking some of our smaller projects first. We wanted to make sure that we address the issue of the tennis complex and also our faculty staff development center, with really the focus being upon our faculty staff development center. We need this up and going by the fall, and hopefully we can do that with a renovation starting in the library. We have some very good plans scheduled for this that will be very advantageous for our students and also for our faculty. Do want to encourage everybody as you go through this strategic doing process that you keep in mind that we focus on what's best for our students and what's best for our institution going forward. And then after we take care of our smaller projects that I just mentioned a moment ago, with our tennis complex and our faculty staff development center, those can be completed rather quickly. So we want to take care of those and get those out of the way and start focusing on a couple of larger projects, or two or three larger projects that I have in mind. Of course, we want to focus on the build out of the Career Tech and Workforce Training Center on the new property on West Chambers. I also do want to focus on a performing arts center, and you know, there's some things that I would like for us to do. And, of course, you know, when you start changing the culture of an area, it's very, very difficult to do that. One thing we want to focus on here is developing and really raising the standards for arts within the not only the Boonville and Prince County area, but all of Northeast Mississippi. So I'd like to establish a performing arts center here, and I think we can do that initially with our renovation of Seth Pounds Auditorium and providing an opportunity for us to put on display the arts, which is the musical arts, the entertainment arts, with more theater production and also with more choral productions, symphony concerts, those type things that I really want to promote. We can do that with the renovation of Seth Pounds Auditorium and give us a little bit more time to build on that aspect of it, and also to concentrate on constructing a new performing arts center. So there's a lot of things that we have in mind, and but we're going to take care of these smaller projects first, and then we will start on the larger projects as soon as we possibly can. And also instructed our cabinet and also anybody out there for Northeast family to be thinking along the lines of new programs to assist and help our changing workforce. As you all know, the workforce is constantly changing, and there are new occupations and new things that are popping up every day. I do want to mention that we have begun through our workforce division right now a fiber optic technician program. It's already started, so we're working hard on that with the idea that we will open up pathways to go into the career tech with this to kind of create a pathway for a degree in the fiber optic technician program. So there are a lot of needs within our workforce areas here in Northeast Mississippi and also throughout the state. So we're trying to look and think of ways that we can create new programs within our health sciences. One thing we're looking at there is expanding our nursing program to create a night or evening nursing program. This will be very advantageous for a lot of our non-traditional students who maybe work jobs but still want to get into the RN program or LPN program. And then manufacturing. Manufacturing is a big workforce area here in Northeast Mississippi. So we want to create avenues for people to enhance themselves there. Cybersecurity would be another one, and we're beginning a little bit toward that prospect this fall by starting a cybersecurity team here and enter into the coding arena and develop more programs there, and also developing more avenues for technology within the classroom with professional development for our K-12 partners to help develop their faculty and give them ideas upon their delivery that's going on. We do want to update on everybody on our workforce online training. We have a lot of folks that are taking advantage of that. We currently have 93 students enrolled in 1,471 training modules. And, of course, this doesn't count the number of people enrolled in our open production technician, welding, or industrial maintenance courses. So our online workforce training program is turning out to be very, very beneficial. Also, remind everybody some activities coming up this week. Our softball team qualified for the state and region tournament. That will be playing at Jones. They will be playing Wednesday. Our baseball team is qualified for the region tournament also, and they will be hosting the first round on Thursday at 6 p.m. They will be playing Jones College, so we look forward to that. And then both of these, softball and baseball, can be viewed on NEMCC TV. We also have congratulations to Coach Derek Devon and his golf team. We had two of our golf team members qualify for the national tournament. Tate Dickerson, who, by the way, was the Region 23 champion and won the medalist last week, so congratulations to Tate. And then Andrew Fennell, who will also be competing in the national tournament. Our faculty contracts have been sent out. The staff contracts will be sent out at the 1st of June for everybody to get their contracts and to get those back in. Do want to say congratulations to Mr. Tredarius Tisdale from Boonville High School student, who is the first recipient of the Jeffrey Powell Memorial Scholarship. So we have a lot going on here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. As I always say, one of the largest and the best and the most innovative schools in the nation. So, and it's only that way because of the people that we have working here. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all that you do. It's been a very, very successful year. We're looking for a successful closeout with graduation and beginning of summer school. So thank you all so much for what you do. And again, ladies and gentlemen, go Tigers!
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. Special thanks to Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford and Michael H. Miller for putting this podcast together. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.